Lesson 36, Car Culture. The Road to Destruction. Jasper Stevens looks at our addiction to cars. This morning it took me 40 minutes to get to work. More roadworks on the A10. More of those awful traffic cones.
Oh, really? It took me over an hour. There was an accident on the M11.
You're both lucky. It took me 2 hours. You don't have to use the M25.
How often have you heard these conversations? How often do we get stuck in traffic jams? How often do we arrive at work or school stressed out, tired, and angry? For many people in Britain, the answer is every day. But anger and stress are nothing compared to the real costs of the motor car. Here are some figures. In the last 10 years, the number of cars on the roads in Britain has gone up by 30%. There are now 25 million cars in this country. Over 3,000 people die every year in road accidents in Britain. In London, cars produce 99% of all carbon monoxide in the atmosphere. Traffic produces ozone, which can reach dangerous levels in the summer. 25,000 deaths per year are caused by air pollution. 1 in 7 children in Britain suffers from asthma. Some types of cancer are related to traffic pollution. Traffic is one of the major causes of global warming and climate change. We know that cars are bad for us. So, why do we carry on using our cars so much? We all make excuses. The buses are terrible. The trains are always late. I haven't got time to walk. I'm talking about myself, too. I confess, I'm addicted to my car. When I asked Jenny Tro of Greenpeace for advice about how to give up, she told me 6 things.
1. Use your legs. Over 25% of car journeys are under 2 miles. Short journeys we could easily walk or cycle. Leg power can save you money, keep you fit, and help you live longer. And regular exercise cuts the risk of heart disease by 50%. 2. Use public transport. On average, about 40 people travel in one bus, while the same number occupy 33 cars. Sometimes it can take a little bit longer, but so what? You can relax on the bus or train, read a book, talk to someone, meet the love of your life, who knows? 3. Think before you go. Do you really have to go to that shopping centre on the other side of town? What about the shops around the corner? before you get into your car. Think about whether you really need to make that journey. 4. Share cars. If you've really got to use a car, share journeys with someone else. It is much cheaper and kinder to the environment. 5. Don't believe adverts. Nearly a quarter of all the adverts on TV are about cars. You see an attractive man or woman driving a fast car through beautiful countryside. It's not true. That new car won't make you sexier or more attractive. And you won't be driving on an empty country road. You'll be stuck in a traffic jam, in a city, or on a motorway. 6. Take action. We often think there is nothing we can do about the noise, pollution, and danger of traffic. There is. If your street's full of heavy traffic, talk to your neighbours about it. Write to the papers. Go to the town council. Ask for a speed limit. Ask for a zebra crossing or a pedestrian area. Get a protest group together. Don't just sit around and complain.
All quite simple, isn't it? 6 easy ways to improve our environment. Well, I'm sorry, I must finish this article. I've got to pick up my daughter from school at 4 o'clock. Then I've got to drive to Sainsbury's to do the shopping. After that, I have to take my son to a party. And tomorrow we're driving over to see my mother. The traffic's going to be awful, but what can we do?